Well, thank you so much for that information. Hopefully, we do see some progress in regards to the opioid crisis. Now, to move on, I believe that you told me that earlier before the interview that we're going to be discussing some information in regards to the holiday survey in order to figure out what days people get off and what days people will not. So, why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, so the Illinois Chamber for at least 25 years has done a survey of our members that allows individual members to compare what they're offering in terms of paid time off and what other businesses are doing. So it's really an opportunity to see, you know, what are other businesses doing and am I in the norm or not? Not surprisingly, again this year, we see really kind of a disconnect between what private employers are able to offer in terms of paid time off and what government is able to offer in terms of paid time off. Again, I think we've known that for a long time. But for instance, just yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, important holiday, but only 74% of respondents say that they are able to go ahead and provide that as a day off. Of course, it's a state and federal holiday, as is President's Day, but only about 90% of our respondents say that they go ahead and give time off for President's Day. So a lot of those holidays that you see, you know, state government isn't working. Private sector employers are working because it's just important. They've got a payroll to meet. So it's, again, pretty interesting to see the disconnect between the private sector and the public sector. That's been the issue for quite a while, and I imagine it will be for quite a while going forward.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. I do greatly appreciate that. Now, with, you know, the holiday survey and everything, do you feel that that might maybe put things in the favor of the state in order to get people to want to stay in Illinois? Just because we've been seeing so many different forms of research where people are wanting to leave and it's because of other job opportunities. They want to deal with different employers and things like that. And it's getting to the point where our population is decreasing so much that whenever the next census is supposed to be completed, that we might even lose some people in legislation. So do you think that that might have something to do to be able to help us, or do you think it could possibly hurt us?
Well, I think it's one small indicator of the gap between the private sector, what they view as efficient and making good use of resources, and what government does. So it paid time off at the state level, you know, nobody's leaving because there were, you know, four or five extra days that state workers get off that private sector workers don't. But it is an indicator that government is just not as efficient and that Illinois in particular needs to do a much better job. I do believe that legislators are slowly starting to really come to terms with the fact that the exodus of individuals from Illinois and employers is very, very real, and they're starting to focus on it. It used to be that people in Chicago would say, well, people are leaving Illinois, but it's just downstate Illinois. Now Chicago is losing population for the second year in a row, leading the nation of major cities. So that is getting people's attention. I wish I could say that that meant that they were ready to do something bold to help our economy, you know, tomorrow. But at least it's starting to sink in a little bit, and hopefully we can, you know, stop the bleeding here sooner rather than later.
All right. Well, Todd, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I do really appreciate it. I look forward to our next interview.
Very much so. Thanks very much, and everybody have a great 2018.
All right. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.